I'd like to first begin by thanking the creators for allowing me and these wonderful singers you see here to be at Holden once again. And this opportunity is truly a gift that I cherish every year. I'd like to thank Holden for being very gracious to me and to all the singers that have come up all these years, the last many years on this Labor Day weekend. We have prepared for you not a long concert, but it's more of a sharing rather than a concert because you will be participating on certain things with us. So we like to think of you as an extension of the choir. Mm-hmm. So loosen your Lutheran ties and let's all be community together. We'd like to begin by acknowledging the presence of the Creator and welcoming the Creator into this sacred space. There's a chant that appears in the middle of the song and at the end of the song. We're going to first do a little rehearsal with you, and you'll learn this one little piece, and you'll hear when it comes in, but I want you to just jump right in. Okay, if there's four phrases, three phrases, and then one line, we acknowledge your presence, O Lord. Say that.
We acknowledge your presence, O Lord.
You hear that? Listen. Sing it. which I don't find in Seattle. And we have to really always know that every time you take a breath, it's the Spirit that's breathing through us. So this is a song that says, the breath of the Spirit is breathing in me. And so I am one with divinity.
Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself. Jesus.
To love my neighbor as myself.
Come to me, I need your help.
He doesn't care about the color of your skin.
Never worry.
Duke Ellington was one of the most powerful composers and influences on American music in the 20th century. And during the sunset of his years, he wanted to connect more spiritually in his music. And so he created over several years three sacred concerts, which are marvelous pieces of work that featured mostly big band arrangements and soloists and dancers and all sorts of things. And we are going to do four short pieces pulled from the three sacred concerts, beginning with two pieces that concern freedom. The first one is called Sweet, Fat, and That.
And the second one is called Word You Heard. And then I'll tell you about the other two later.
Thank you.
There are many scriptures that address the topic of forgiveness. That's very deep. And this is a song that says, don't get down on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone. Now, how can we ask God to forgive us? Oh, Lord, forgive me for all I have done. But we hold grudges against people for years. And we harbor all kinds of feelings that are not productive and are not forgiving. So this is something to stimulate a little thought. And maybe after you leave this weekend, you'll think about forgiving someone, even if it's within yourself. Even if it's within yourself. So don't get down on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone.
A winner,
oh, no.
Or the one who stole your bulging purse? Have you lost the rancor in your heart for the hanky-panker? Or for him, do you still have a little curse or worse?
Life is much too short to waste on negative thoughts. For the one you think might harm you next. Don't dream of them with snakes. Okay. Forgive them the mistakes they make.
Okay, I'll try.
And forgive them.
Throw away that dirty little hex.
Oh, no, no, I can't do that. No, no, no.
Don't get down on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone.
You forgiven your lover or the one that you discovered coveting the loved one that you adore? Have you done the thing that's right? Do you even pray for him at night? Or is hatred seething through your every pore? Well, you'd better listen.
Does your anger run so rife that you'd like to use your knife, or you'll wound up in the clink? After you've calmed down cool, you'll find that gossip taught the fool that nothing's on the brink of what you think. Yeah. All right.
Don't get down on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone. No, 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 don't you get down on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone.
It's harder to defeat. Come on.
and may all your blessings be multiplied. But don't you dare pray for that which is caused to be denied.
Don't get down on your knees to pray.
This next and last of the Ellington songs that we're doing is one of my favorites, and this is a song about David dancing before the Lord with all his might. Thank you. Oh, they're making me work here. We have two choir friends that have come from long distances. One is our drummer this evening, who is also an excellent music director in his own right, a composer, a fabulous pianist, and a dear friend of mine and colleague who is here from Los Angeles on drums tonight helping us out. Our choir friend, Mr. Joe Zamberlin. And at this time, I'd like to introduce our newest choir friend, Mr. Ricky Major. who is here from Nassau, Bahamas, where he is a police officer. Don't mess with him. He's also in the National Gospel Choir of the Bahamas and in the Nassau Police Choir. Now, maybe the cops would be nicer if they all had choirs, don't you think? Hey, Ricky's going to do a traditional hymn that we all know and love, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest. Thy compassion, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Summer and winter, springtime and sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercies, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning new mercies I see. All I ever need, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and the peace that enduring. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000s beside.
Come on.
Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. And all that I ever need, thy hand hath provided. Great is God's faithfulness. Great is God's faithfulness.
quiet and too polite and way too Lutheran for me. So we're going to kind of sing one we do every year. We do this one and everyone seems to like it. I don't know why, but it's a lot of fun. I'm going to sing when the Spirit says sing. I'm going to sing when the Spirit says sing. When the Spirit says sing, I'm going to sing right along. Sing when the Spirit says sing. And then we keep repeating and we substitute the other action words like, I got to move when the Spirit says move. I got to clap when the Spirit says clap. On the 2 and 4, please. I got to dance when the Spirit says dance. I got to shout when the Spirit says shout, and I'll call them out. Okay, now let's rehearse this one. And if you want to dance and get up and move, please do. Okay, here we go. This is the rehearsal first. Do that?
Oh.
Okay,
sing with us. Go.
I got to sing when the Spirit says sing. I got to sing when the Spirit says sing. And when the Spirit says sing, I got to sing right along. Sing when the Spirit says sing.
Okay, now I want our extended assembly choir to sing by themselves. Let's listen. Here we go. One, two. Now we're gonna start the song for real. Almost at the end of our concert that you were our special guest in. This is an old gospel song called Can't Stop Praising the Name Jesus. And at the very end of it, there's a vamp that repeats that line. That will be your part. You'll know when it comes in. Ready? If you confess. And
If you confess the Lord, call him up. If you confess the Lord, call him up. If you confess the Lord, call him up. If you confess the Lord, call him up.
If you believe on the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, call him up
and tell him what you want.
There at the end. Repeat after me. Do all the good you can.
Do all the good
by all the means you can.
By all the means you can.
In all the ways you can.
In all the ways you can.
In all the places you can.
In all the places you can.
At all the times you can.
At all the times you can.
To all the people you can.
To all the people you can.
As long as ever.
As long as ever.
You can.
You can.
As long as ever.
You can.
Our final song is the United States of the Blues. This is a song that recites all the states of the United States in alphabetical order, but it includes Puerto Rico and the District of Columbia also. Ooh. And on this one, we want you to cheer and whistle for the state that means something special for you. Maybe it's the state that you were born in, or the state that you met a special person in, or it could be a state where you've got relatives and you're glad that they're still there and you're here. Whatever the reason, we want you to respond with vigor to the state that is special to you. Here we go. Now, let me tell you this. The M states, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Mississippi, they kind of come quickly. So since you sort of know, since it's alphabetical, approximately where your state's coming, we want you to be quick on the response because we'll pass you right by and we'll be somewhere in Arizona or New Mexico. So whistle and stomp quickly and with vigor for your state. And we'd like to thank you for being a very polite Well, you're a little bit rowdy, and that's good. A very interactive audience, shall we say. All right, here we go, the United States of the Blues.
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas. Columbia, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts. Massachusetts. Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada.
Texas.